USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
It's not a surprise, but a big blow to the U.S. economy as unemployment claims soar because of coronavirus closures. 3.3 million claims filed last week. On Capitol Hill, the House expected to vote on the $2 trillion stimulus bill, or federal rescue plan, Friday. It's not a clean bill and loaded with other expensive line items that have nothing to do with the coronavirus. New York Governor Democrat Andrew Cuomo says there's not enough money in the package for his state, which has the most amount of coronavirus cases. Cuomo calling the bill irresponsible and reckless. Meanwhile, President Trump at the White House daily coronavirus briefing on help coming to New York City, the USNS Comfort.
I told the governor, Governor Cuomo, that the ship will be arriving at New York Harbor on Monday.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Known. Call Finest Known today and reserve 100 Silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929. Or go to FinestKnown.com.
55% of all cases and 55% of all new cases continue out of the New York metro area.
As we continue our coronavirus coverage here on USA Radio News, we want you to hear directly from Dr. Deborah Birx, who outlines at the White House daily briefing the very latest information about where the most amount of people are impacted.
That's the New Jersey part and New York part in particular. I haven't added in Connecticut or other counties at this point. We are concerned about certain counties that look like they're having a more rapid increase. When you look at Wayne County in Michigan and you look at Cook County in Chicago. So we have integrated all of our information to not only look at where the cases are today, but how they're moving. So we can alert FEMA to where we think the next potential hotspot is. All of the counties that I've mentioned, the hotspots are in urban areas.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
The stimulus package could be voted on in the House Friday. More now on the details from USA Radio's Tim Berg on exactly how much money people will get.
The House is now considering a roughly $2 trillion stimulus package approved by the Senate. Most Americans who make less than $75,000 a year will get a $1,200 check. The bill will also help businesses to stay afloat and keep people employed as the coronavirus is continuing to spread across the country. As far as the logistics of the stimulus package, Counselor to the President Kellyanne Conway tells Fox News.
Secretary Mnuchin has said within the next 3 weeks, people can see that direct deposit or checks if you don't have direct deposit. $1,200 per person for a family of four with two school-aged children, that's $3,400. We recognize as this goes on that may not be enough, but we stand ready to continue giving that relief to American workers.
In other news, an environmental study will be done on a section of pipeline that runs from North Dakota to Illinois. Here's USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
District Judge James Boasberg says he'll consider next month if he should stop the flow of oil through the Dakota Access Pipeline. Native Americans and others have been trying to stop it for years. The Standing Rock Sioux Tribe petitioned to nullify federal permits it's received. Now the judge has ordered the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers to conduct a review. He wants them to look into the possibility of leaks, also the operator's safety records, and any other adverse impacts the pipeline could have.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.